The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
הנדרים דף למד, תראה, דף אז בין סתד לנשמת אברהם בן אסתר וחשם תנחנו בן עדן, אמן. רפואה שלמה, שלמה בן מרים, יוסף בן שרה, שרה בת רחל, תינוק בן דינה, גבריאל חי, שאול חי, גבריאל בן שרה, אין הרפנה להם, ותוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, אמן. We are in חפתת עמוד בית. We are holding by three lines from the bottom, starting with Yativ Rav Avin. Let's just review the subject that we're involved in. We learned the Mishnah on yesterday's daf that talked about a person making a neder, where he says that adem nitiot elu korban, that these nitiot are going to be korban ad sheyiksesu, right, until they are going to be cut. So the din of the Mishnah was in lahem pidyon. They do not, they're not subject to redemption. So the Gemara said, "Ula olam." What do you mean they're not subject to redemption? The guy put kedusha on. How did the kedusha go off without pidyon? So Bar Peda understood the Gemara to mean that so long as you didn't cut them yet, they're not subject to pidyon. Meaning, even if you'd make pidyon, so the Kiddushah goes right back on it. Because as if he meant that I don't want the Kiddushah to go off these items, even in a situation where I make Pidyon, the Kiddushah is going to revert back. Once you cut it, then you make Pidyon one more time, and then it goes off conclusively. So therefore, Bar Peda held that the Kiddushah keeps on coming back. So to that, Gemara says the following situation. Yativ Rav Abin ורב יצחק ברבי קמד רבי ירמיה. So the two rabbis were sitting in front of ירמיה. וקם מנמנם רבי ירמיה. רבי ירמיה was like dozing off. יתווה וקם. So the two rabbis were sitting and saying, לבר פדע דאמר פדען חוזרות וקודשות. We hold that when you make a pidyon before you cut the trees. If you cut this, make a pidyon, the kedushah goes back. You make a pidyon, the kedushah goes back. Tifshot, we can solve a question that we had. Deba'e Rav Hoshaya. Anoten shete perutot le'isha. A person gave two coins to a lady. Ve'amar la be'achat etkadshi li hayom. With one of the coins, I want you to be mekudeshet to me today. U'ba'achat, and with the other coin, etkadshi li le'achar she'gershich. You'll be mekudesh to me after I get divorced to you. And the second kedusha will come in. Hakanamed ha'avu kedusheh. So we can learn from that it'll be a kedushin. Just like a person is able to make a declaration and say that what? That he's going to make the item kadosh even after pinyon it's going to be kadosh. So too we can say the same thing to a lady. He gives her two coins. So the second coin is going to make a kiddushin after I divorce you. The kiddushin is going to be halagan. The Gemara wants to compare these situations. Now, in order to appreciate this Gemara, what exactly it's trying to say, we need a couple of hakdamot over here. So we'll read the hakdamot together. Klal hu she'en kinyan mu'il bedavar shelo ba le'olam. A rule. Can't make a kinyan on something that did not emerge yet into the world. Even though at the time of the kinyan, you made the stipulation that the kinyan will be hal when it comes into the world. But since right now, at the time that you're making the stipulation, it's not in the world yet, so therefore you cannot make such a stipulation. Not only on something that's not in the world at all, אלא אף בדבר שישנו בעולם, it's in the world, אם בשעת מעשה כן אי אפשר שיועיל. Which means, but if you made the condition at a time where the kinyan cannot take effect, that's also considered דבר שלו בעולם, that's not here yet. למשל, gives an example. המקדש אישה נשואה. Guy goes to a lady that's married, and he says, הרי את מקודשת לי לאחר שימות בעלך. I want this kiddushin to be hal after your husband dies. So since right now, the kiddushin cannot be hal. It's really considered dabar shlo ba la'olam. It didn't happen yet that the husband died yet. You cannot stipulate on something that didn't happen yet. En kiddushin kiddushin chere akshav shin nisua en kiddushe achet tofsin babarei dabar shlo ba la'olam nehen halut kiddushin ufikach en kiddushin mo'adim after shetkaresh. Which is, at that point over there, it didn't happen yet, the situation. So there's not even a potential for it to be hal. Now, lefichach. פשוט הדבר שאדם אומר לאשתו, guy tells his wife, let's say, התקדשי לי בפרוטה זו שיחודו קדושך לאחר שיגרשך. Similar case. Guy gives his wife, he's married already. Here's a case of קדושין. I want this קדושין to be hal when I divorce you. That case also, וגרשה אחר כך, now he got divorced, the קדושין is not going to be hal. Why? Because הרי בשעת שקדשה לא הייתה בתפיסת קדושין שכבר הייתה מקודשת ועומדת לו. She was already married. So therefore, the gerushin is lo ba le'olam. It didn't happen yet, that second stage, and therefore you cannot start to invoke a kinyan at that point. What so far? אבל באישה פנויה. Let's say the girl is single. שעכשיו היא בת תפיסת קדושין, when now she can accept קדושין, מסופק לבוא שהיה, שמי יכול לקדשה עכשיו לשתקרש מקדושיו הראשונים, שערי אף עכשיו בידו לקדשה. Here already it's a ספק. Because the lady is single. She's not married. So therefore, קדושין can be תופס in her right now. So maybe when the קדושין can be תופס in her, it's not considered davar shlo ba la'olam. And therefore he's able to tell her that I'm going to give you this kiddushin, and the second coin that I'm giving you is going to be hal when I get divorced from you. Maybe in this case it's a little better, because at least kiddushin is tofes in the lady at this point, because she is a pinuya. So that was a Moshayah's sefik. He did not have a sefik on a lo ba la'olam case, on a case where a lady was married already with the kiddushin cannot be hal. His sefek was on a case where a lady is a pinuya, and the guy wants to make a kiddushin, and he gives her two coins. The first coin he says that at mikudeshitli, and with the second one he says, I want you to be mikudeshitli after you get divorced. There he has a sefek. So the Gemara wants to use our case of pidyon to answer the Moshayah's question. How? So he says like this, gam ni'ayan ikdesh. Continue reading the Hagdamotah. אין אדם יכול להקדיש נטיעות שכבר הקדישה נכשיבדו. Let's say this item is already הקדש. It's קודש already. Okay. I cannot come along and say that I want to make this item הקדש, let הקדש be hal after I make פיג'ון. No, since right now פיג'ון is not done to it, it's דבר שלו בעל העולם. They didn't come to the world yet, such an item. פיג'ון didn't take place yet. So therefore you cannot activate something now at this stage. Masha'ikin, in our case in the Mishnah, it wasn't Kodesh yet, the item. The item was Nitiot, it was just trees. There was no Kiddusha on it. So he made the stipulation from the beginning at a time where he was able to put Kiddusha into the tree. And he said, I want the trees to be Kadosh, and even if I make Pinyon, I want the Kiddusha to go back on it. So there, it's similar to the case of the lady. Where the lady, she was activated at that point for Kiddushin to be Hal. And therefore, just like you say by the case of the pidyon, according to Bar Peda, that at that point the kiddusha will go off through pidyon and goes right back on, so too we can answer our question by kiddushin. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. So the rabbis were saying this in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was dozing off. He heard the conversation, so he comes along and says, "What are you talking about?" Itte'ar behu. He woke up in the middle of the conversation. Rabbi Yirmiyah, that is. Amar lehu. What are you comparing? There's no comparison between the case of the pidyon case and the case of the kedushin. Why? There's a difference between when he is the actual podeh, like in the case of the trees, or if somebody else was podeh it, like the case of kedushin. Why? הכי אמר רבי יוחנן, פדען הוא חוזרות וקדושות. פדען אחרים אין חוזרות וקדושות. Which means, take the case of the trees themselves. Rabbi Yochanan made a chiluk. He said like this. The guy has the tree, right? He makes a kedusha on it. And he says, listen, the time that he was able to put kedusha on it, he says, when I make pidyon, I want the kedusha to go right back on. That we said he could do that. That's not pidyon. So he says, that's only working because you're the one that's being poder. So it never left your domain. It went from Hikdesh to you, so therefore it reverts right back to Kosh. There's no Hefsek in the Pidyon Hikdesh cycle, because it's still by the Podeh himself. Masha'inkin, if let's say he made it Kadosh, and somebody else made the Pidyon. If somebody else made the Pidyon, it breaks it. The Kiddushah is not going to come back on the item, because now already it left your Reshut. It only goes back and forth to the item when the Podeh himself, meaning, it makes the Pidyon. Mashiach, if somebody else makes a Pidyon, for example, let's say you had this item, you had this Netiot. You had this Netiot. Another guy came along and made the Pidyon. And then he gave it back as a Matana to the original guy. Doesn't matter. Since there's somebody else interfering in between him and the item, it breaks. So the Gemara says, V'isha kifta'ua ahirim damya. A lady, once already you get divorced from her, it's like she's nivdeh from ahirim, and therefore the kiddushah will not come back. Now why is a lady considered, when she gets divorced, as if like somebody else redeemed her? It's because now she's out of the original husband's domain jurisdiction. Now somebody else is able to make kiddushin. So therefore it's like somebody else redeemed her. She leaves the domain of the husband. She's in somebody else that breaks the link. So therefore Rabbi Yirmiyah says, I don't know what you're talking about. How could you solve this question? Adabah. If anything, this is more analogous to the case of Pidao Ahirim. And just like by Kekdesh, Pidao Ahirim doesn't work. So by Pidyon of, by the case of Kiddushin, it also shouldn't work. Itmar Nameh, Amar Rabbi Ameh, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Lo Shanu, Ela Shepidaan, Hu, Ava Pidao Ahirim, En Chozrot, Uchdoshot. Now, the explanation over here is, right, the Rosh explains, Keshem Shenitiot Shepidao Ahirim, and biyado lehatnot alehem. Why can he make a tenai? Lefi she'enam b'rishutam nehakdisham. That's why it's an interference. Which means, when I say, when I make pidyon, I want kedusha to go back on. Yeah, but yeah, when I make the pidyon, I can, it's still in my domain, the item. So the kedusha can go back on. But when this guy, if somebody else makes a pidyon, it's not in my jurisdiction now to put the kedusha back on the item. He's the one already that made the pidyon on the item. So similarly, says the Rosh, kaka isha la'achar girushin ena b'rishuto shel ba'al lekadesha shuv ba'al korcha. The gama ba'al ena b'rishusha shetetkadesh to ba'al korcho. Which means he cannot even marry her against her will. Then biyado lehatnot aleha merosh. She's out of the jurisdiction once she's making girushin. He cannot force her to marry her against her, like an item that the heifetz that you own. You don't own her. She doesn't have to accept the kiddushin. Therefore, she can accept the kiddushin even from somebody else. So therefore, you see what? That it's like pida'a ahirim. It's like it left his jurisdiction. If the kiddushin is not going to automatically go back. So Rabbi Yirmiyah refused to accept this comparison. Comes the next Mishnah, Hanoder miyorde hayam. Okay, new case. A guy makes a neder from yorde hayam. I'm vowing myself, I'm not going to have any hana from sailors. Mutar biyushva yebasha. It's permissible to have hana for people that are living on dry land. He just forbade himself from the sailors, but not from the people on dry land. Miyushva yebasha. But if he was osir himself, what? Not avana from Yusbe Yabasha, from people that are on dry land. Asur mi yurde ayam. He's also forbidden from sailors. Why? She yurde ayam bechlal Yusbe Yabasha. Because even sailors are included in Yusbe Yabasha, because a sailor doesn't remain on the water his whole life. He eventually comes to port, and then he's also considered Yusbe Yabasha. So he's asur from them as well. Lo ke'elu she'olchim me'ako li'yafo. Not like those sailors that go from a very small trip in the waters, from Ako to Yafo. Ella b'mishe darko lefaresh. We're talking about somebody that goes on long trips. What is this last part of the Mishnah talking about? We wait for the Gemara to explain. Rapapa v'rabacha b'red rav ika. Had matni aresha. Some learned that last part of the Mishnah on the resha of the Mishnah. The had matni asifa. Some learned that last part of the Mishnah on the second part of the Mishnah. Man detani aresha matni achi. If you're learning it on the resha, you learn like this. Hanoder mi yurde hayam.
A guy made a vow against what? Not going to have an af from the sailors. Mutar bi yoshbe yabasha. But he's permissible to have an af from yoshbe yabasha. Habi yurde ayam asur. But from yurde ayam, we learned obviously he's going to be asur. Velo ke elu alchim me'ako liyafo. And when we said sailors, we didn't mean these guys that go from small trips from Akko to Yafo. That's not considered sailors. That's not considered Yoshvei Yam. They're not in the water, these guys. That's a small trip. Therefore, he wasn't including those people. Those people are considered really Yoshvei Yabasha. Ela mimish darkan nefaresh. These guys that go out on long trips, longer voyages. Uman de matniyah sefa. According to Shita, that learns on the sefa matniyah. He learns like this: Hanoder miyoshbe yabasha. That was the sefa. A guy makes a neder against yoshbe yabasha. Asur berode hayam. So he's asur tavana even from yorde hayam, because we said even yorde hayam eventually get back to the dry land. Velo be'elu aluchim ma'akol yafu belvad. Well, you don't think. Now, which type of sailors are considered Yoshvei Yabasha? Only the guys that go on small trips from Akko to Yafo. So they really, you know, since it's a small trip, they're considered Yoshvei Yabasha, and therefore they're going to be Asur. Ela afilu b'mishe darko lefaresh. Even the guys that go on the long voyages, they're still considered Yoshvei Yabasha. You know why? O'il v'sofo liyabasha salik. Because at the end of the trip, where does he end up? On dry land. So therefore the hadush is lahmir. But don't think that Yoshvei Yabasha is only these guys that are in the sailing and going from Yafo to Akko, small trip, because they're always by the port. No, even the ones that go from the far voyages still, since they come back to Yabasha, it's considered Yoshvei Yabasha, they're going to be Asur. Next Mishnah, Hanoder Meroe HaHama. So a person over here, he makes a neder against, literally, those that see the sun. Asur af besomin. So he's asur tavana even to a blind person. Now a blind person obviously cannot see the sun. An explanation with the guy saying, ro'e hama, those that the sun sees it. And therefore, anybody that the sun sees, well, the sun sees everybody. Shelo nitkaven ze ela lemisha hama ro'e ota. What he meant was that anybody that the sun sees him and not the opposite. Now, comes the Gemara and explains. Gemara says, "My tama." Now, who told you to explain it like that? Maybe he actually meant those that see the sun. Midelo kamar min harroin. Because if that's the case, he should just said very simple. I'm making a neder from all those that can see. Why did he say see the sun and all that? He's going to say ro'in if he's interested in excluding blind people. And the fact that he said ro'in et ha'ma means that those that the sun sees them. Now, who's he coming to exclude? So it says la poked dagim v'obarim. He's coming to exclude fish that don't see the sun. The sun doesn't see them because they're underwater. And even the Mefarshim say when they stick their head out of the water, their whole body is not exposed. So the sun does not show itself to the full body of the fish ever, because it always has some part of it in the water. And Ubar is a baby in its mother's womb. Therefore, it doesn't have exposure to the sun. So then he was coming to osir himself to everybody except the puke, fish, and Ubari. Next Mishnah, Hanoder Meshachore Harosh. A guy makes a neder against Shachore Harosh, those that have blackheads. Blackheads meaning they have hair. People that have hair on their heads, black is the hair of the color. Asur, he's asur bekarahin. He's asur on bald people as well, even though he doesn't have any hair. Uba'ale sibut. And also he's asur on old people that have white hair. The hair is not black. Umutar benashim ubekatanin. But he's permissible tabana from ladies and minors. She'en nikna'im shechorei arosh ela anashim. You don't call shechorei arosh only men. So therefore, ladies are excluded and children. My tama, what's the reason why you're saying this over? Because lechara, a bald guy's not black hair. A guy that's white hair, an old man, how's he included? Midelo kaman mibaale se'ar. If he was looking to exclude a bald person, he would have said, I'm making a neder from ba'ale se'ar, from people that have hair. However, from the fact that he called them shi'ore rosh, that's like a way of calling men. Men, that's another way of saying the people with the black heads, which means the hairy heads. That's another way of saying men. He didn't mean actually black per se. He meant it's another way of saying of a man. So the guy with bad hair also is included. The guy with white hair also is included as well. Look at the Ran. Even more people are involved there. Once already you're telling me that it's including the bald people, so you have to say also when he meant old people that have white hair, it's also lavdafka. Those people that are referred to as shu'ar arosh, men. Like the Gemara is going to say now, sometimes men cover their hair, v'zimnin miglu, which means, let's read further in the Gemara, and you'll appreciate the Ran for a second. Umutar b'nashim u'b'ketanim, but he's permissible to have ana'a from ladies and from ketanim. She'eniklim she'ore arosh, el anashim. You only call she'ore arosh men. Why? My tama, anashim, by men, zimnin d'mikhsu reshayu v'zimnin d'miglu reshayu. Men, sometimes the head is covered, sometimes the head is not covered. Mm-hmm. However, about nashim le'olam mikhsu, ladies, the head is always covered. Mm-hmm. So if he wanted to be osed himself from ladies, he would have said, I'm going to be osed myself from those that head are always covered. Uktanim le'olam miglu. And minors, the head is always uncovered. So if he wanted to osed himself from minors, he would have said, from those that are uncovered. And if he wanted to say both, he would have said, from those that are covered and not covered. But a man, sometimes it's covered and sometimes it's not covered. So that lashon does not fit for a man. So therefore, from the fact that he said from shechore rosh must be coming to include a man. Because again, if it was coming to include a lady, he would say mekesuye rosh. If it was coming to include a lady, katani would have said giluye rosh. But by a man, those terminologies don't apply, because sometimes he has his head covered, sometimes not covered. So the fact that he said shechore rosh must be dafka, he's coming to exclude a man. Look at the Ram we're holding over there. You cannot refer to them as mekuse rosh or megule rosh, because sometimes they're this, sometimes they're not. V'nikra'im shechore arosh. Lefi, why are they called blackhead? Sherubat shel anashim usham shechon. Because most men, the hair is black. Aval nashim, kevad le'olam mikhsu, the head is always covered. So you wouldn't call a lady shechore arosh. You can't see her hair. Mekuse arosh adam meter otam. How do you refer to a lady? Mekuse arosh. V'ketanim kevad le'olam miglu, I'm not going to call them black. I'll just say b'migulerosh, and therefore Adam Eterotam. So the terminology of referring to a man is why you say the black-haired person. That's the way I'm saying it. Black-haired, and therefore even if he's bald, even if he's an old man, it's just classification of the adult man. Comes the Gemara and says, "Anoder min hayiludim." What is yiludim? Those that are born. He's forbidding himself from those children that were born. That's called the yilud. Mutar bin noladim. So he's permissible on nolad. Those are the children that were not born yet. He's mutar tavana on the noladim. Rashi, it's a mefaresh, mutar noladim. Be'otana atidim levaled, he says. Right? For those that are going to be born. He's only setting himself from those that are born now. But not the ones that are going to be born in the future. Min ha-noladim, the opposite case. He's asserting himself on those that are going to be born. Asur min ha-yiludim. Here is asur on both. Why is he asur on both? Ran. Min ha-noladim, those ones that are not born. Asur af bi-yiludim. The sfiralel rabbanan. Tinihi de'amar. Which means you're right. When he said yiludim, in the first case, it's coming to include only the ones that were born. He's not including the ones that were not born. Yiludim is a more specific language. Aval hanoladim kolel shnehem. Good. So Nuladim is a more general language. It includes everybody. The ones that were born and even the ones that are not born. Okay, actually Nuladim is more mashmal, let's say the ones that are not born. But even the ones that are born can be called Nuladim. So Yiludim only goes one way. According to Tanakama, Nuladim goes both ways. The Rabbi Meir comes to Mishnah. Rabbi Meir matir af bi Yiludim. Rabbi Meir is matir even in Yiludim. Now we have to see what that means. Kataran. Just like when he says the word Yiludim, en Nuladim beklat, not including the ones that were not born. Hakaname nodar mina Nuladim en Yiludim beklat v'anu after Ketani, which means the af of Rabbi Meir means like this. Just like in the Resha, when the guy said Yiludim, it only includes Yiludim. So af when he says Nuladim, it only includes Nuladim. Okay. So Rabbi Meir basically is very simple. It only includes what he said. If he said Yiludim, it's Yiludim, the ones that were born already. If he says Noladim, it means the ones that are not born. Tarakama argues. He says Yiludim includes what? Dafka Yiludim. But he says Noladim, it includes both. Vachamim omrim. Lo netkeven ze ela b'mi shedarko levalid. When the guy says Noladim, he means somebody that's prone to be born. Who's it coming to exclude? The Gemara is going to say like a chicken. A chicken is not born. A chicken is hatched. So therefore, Noladim was not coming to exclude whether he was born yet or not. Noladim is including both, Yiludim and Noladim. It's coming to exclude like a chicken that's not considered a Nolad, it's not born to a canal. Let's say it's born, then it can be born again when it hatches from the egg. Now let's get to the Gemara. The Rabbi Meir. Now look at the language of the Mishnah. The Rabbi Meir matir af bi yiludim. Right, what was the case? The guy came along and said Noladim. He's also saying himself Nolad. What does Nolad mean? The ones that are inside.
Yeah.
So the Rabbi Meir said when he says Noladim, he's permissible even on the Yiludim, even on the ones that are born. So it says, Velo mebaya Noladim. It sounds like from the fact it says af, even from the Yiludim. So not only from the Noladim, but even the Yiludim. That means about Tarv and everything.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, Ela miman asur. So according to me, when the guy said, Kunam alayn Noladim, who's the asur from then? Because the language of the Mishnah was the Bimiro said Afa Yiludim, even the Yiludim. That means not only the Noladim Amutar, even the Yiludim Amutar. So then who's the asur from? The guy made a statement. The guy did say something. Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah is missing some words. Read it like this. Hanoder mina Yiludim. That's the first case. Yiludim is what? Children that were
born.
Mutar bin Noladim. Good. Mina Noladim, children that weren't born. Asur bi Yiludim. Okay, that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Omer, af anoder min anoladim mutar biyiludim. Rabbi Meir comes along and says like this: even a guy that's noder min anoladim is permissible from the yiludim. Tana Kama learns the Resha and the same thing. You make from noladim, you asur from noladim, mutar yiludim. You make yiludim, you asur yiludim, mutar min noladim. But whatever you make in neder on according to Tana Kama, that's what you are asur. Let's read that again. Again, I'm going to be clear again. What's Yiludim mean? Those that are born. Mutar ben Oladim. You mutar on the ones that are not born. Mina Noladim. Oh, but I'm sorry. Noladim. Asud be Yiludim. Then you son everything, according to Tanakama. Because Noladim is mashma those that are born. That means whether they were born or not born. So the Gemara is more machmir by the word Noladim. Continue. Even when he makes the language Noladim, mutar bi Yiludim. He's only going to be asur bi Noladim, but not in Yiludim. Why? Ki echi de noder mina Yiludim, mutar bi Noladim. I mean, just like in the case where he said Yiludim, he's only asur Yiludim and not Noladim. When he said Noladim, he's only asur Noladim, not Yiludim. So that's the af in the Mishnah. Which is af, even this case, he's only going to be asur on the specific.
That's what he said.
Right, just what he said.
Not both.
Get the bottom line without getting confused with the lashon. The Rabbi Meir is only yosir on what he said. Yeah. That's the point. Just like the Resha, when he said Yiludim, it's only Yiludim. Af, when he says Noladim, it's only yosir on Noladim. Good. Amale Papa Labaye. The memra de noladim de mityaldan mashma, which means it's mashma according to this. When you say the word noladim, it means those that were not born yet. Is that what it's mashma? Not born. Ela me'ata shene banecha noladim necha be'eres Mitzrayim. When Yaakov was blessing Yosef, he says, "Your two children that were noladim." Who was he referring to? Menashe Neflaim. They were born yet. What do you mean? It means that they were not born. They were going to be born. They were born already. So how can you tell me Noladim is mashma going to be born? It's mashma Noladim is born. Oh, ve'elamai. Diyaldidu mashma. And you want to tell me Noladim means they were born already? Elame'ata. Dichtiv. Hine ben nolad le ben Yishai. Yoshiyahu Shemo. It says that there's going to be a descendant that's going to be born from the Bet David. His name is Yoshiyahu. Hachanamed Dehava. Are you telling me that Yoshiyahu was born already? Va'adayin Menashe Loba. Even Menashe, which was Yoshiyahu's grandfather, wasn't even born at this point yet. So what are you talking? So make up your mind. What is Noladim? Is Noladim born? Or not born. We have two sirot pesukim. Ela me'ayla mashma hache or mashma hache. It can be mashma both ways. Ubenedarim halach achar lashon bene adam. Oh, we have a rule.
Vernacular.
In nedarim, you go after the vernacular. Don't look at pesukim. How do people talk? When a guy says the word noladim, what does he mean? Does he mean those that are born, those are not born? So Tana Kama Hachamim hold, when you say Noladim, it means both. The vernacular is those that are born, those that are not born. Therefore, it's going to be Asur, everybody. Masha'ik in the Bimini says, I also go after Lashon Ben Adam. But to me, Lashon Ben Adam, when you say the word Noladim, is those that were not born yet. But the Yilurim, it's not coming to include. So therefore, the machloket is very narrow now. Everybody agrees on the rules. The rules are benedarim halach ahal lashon ben adam. When a guy makes a ned, and you go according to the vernacular, the way people speak, nobody argues on that. The machloket is this terminology noladim can go either way. The question is, what's the vernacular? Hachamim say it. Even the vernacular can go either way. Smash ma'achir. Therefore, noladim is asur ben menodim ben biyildim. But the Bimir comes and says, no, Noladim is master of the vernacular, Dafka, those that are not born, therefore Yiludim are going to be Mutar. Now the last question is, if according to Hakamim, when the guy said Noladim, who is he coming to exclude?
Yeah.
He's telling me it's including those that were not born, those that are going to be born, meaning anybody that's born. To exclusion of what? So the Gemara says, V'Hakamim omrim lo netkeven zela ebi mishet darko levaled. He's just coming to exclude those... It's coming to include those that are born to the exclusion of who? Lapuke mai, lapuke dagim ve'ofot. Dagim ve'ofot that are hatched. Right? They come out in an egg. And then the egg is hatched. That's not considered nolad. That's not considered like a velad, like born in a regular way. Why? And therefore, he's coming to exclude those two situations. Look at the bottom line. Shehen matirin betzim. Right? They don't come out straight.
Yeah.
They leave eggs. They're not formed in their mother's womb. They're formed in the egg.
Yeah.
And then they come out of the egg. Just look at the Ran before that. Just like in the Torah. Noladim is mashma both ways. How can I be b'shom b'nei Adam? V'ayinu da'adre l'baran l'memar b'sefad l'matnitin no netkeven zeh l'mimi sh'drakal l'valed v'lo da'at shil ishiyu, which means the end of the Mishnah is not considered a third shita. It's explaining to the baran that when you say noladim it means nolad and yilod. Just coming to exclude the eggs of a chicken and a fish. Ela the perushek mefaresh ta'amayu da'amni da'anodem l'anoladim asur b'kol v'kayayif ta'amah. It's giving explanation l'miltayu sh'lo netkeven el l'mimi sh'drakal l'valed ben l'haba. בין השעבר לפי שאין מסלול לשון זה כוונה אחת כמי מין both ways מיוחדת לשעבר דווקא או להבא דווקא ואני מאיר סבא נו אתם לשון מן האדם לא מכנורים אלא עתידים להיוולד רבי מי says no the vernacular is those that are destined to be born ובילודים נעמיד את תרווי ומודו דמותר באותה שתים להיוולד תעמי ומשום now when it comes to ילודים everybody agree that ילודים is מהשמע דווקא those that were born yet there is no מחלוק רבי מן הקמים there they all agree that what לשון מן האדם דאילו בשון תורה כי הכי דמשפע נולדים כבר כדכתיב כל העם הילודים במדבר הכי נמי משפע עתידים לבד כדכתיב כל הבן הילוד wow the Ran says the word ילוד in the Torah by the way go either way either
yep.
Where do you see? You see Kola ben hayilod. That means Yilod is not born yet. But you have another person who says Kola ame yilodim bamidbar. They were born already. So he says Yilod also can go either way. But there in the vernacular, there's no mahlok to be min hakamim. They all agree that Yilod is mashma born. Therefore, they all agree that Yilod is not including Nolad. But on Nolad, that already is mahlok to be min hakamim. Amen.